There's a pasuk in this week's parsha which Ramban does not directly comment on, which I believe it has a great significance for how we understand Beis Din. The Torah says, "Lo satem mishpat ganecha v'yoncha b'riva." Don't tilt, distort, pervert the judgment of your unfortunate one in his fight with someone else. Midvash sheker terchach, distance yourself from sheker. V'nakibit tzadik al taharog, he lo atzik rasha, and you shall not convict an innocent person or put to death, execute an innocent person, because I will not find a rasha innocent. But what does that mean exactly? So the Gemara learns out of this pasuk that when a person already has experienced judgment, so if we have convicted him and then someone comes along with potential evidence to change the ruling, so the Gemara says that with this pasuk says we have to take him back. Now keep it tzaddik al taharog, which means that there's a chance that we have ruled inappropriately and we're about to execute someone, so we open up the case again and we take the testimony. But the other way around, if indeed a person is found to be innocent, then we don't take any, some new evidence seems to emerge that might convict him, we don't take it, we don't open it up again. Kilotzik to Russia. I will not find a Russia as a tzaddik. I will not rule that a Russia is a tzaddik. So what does that mean exactly? So the Ramban, in an earlier passage in the Parsha, something that gets everybody's attention, it says by an Eved Ivri, what does he do if he says he doesn't want to leave? So he says, so his master has to take him to the Beis Din, right? So what's the word that's used for the Beis Din over there? So the Torah says, Yigishu Adonav El Elohim. So his master shall bring him to Elohim. What does that mean exactly? So and then he goes through the ritual there where he pierces his ear, and then he's an Eved Til Yovel. So what does it mean Elohim? So if you look at Targum says, V'karvine ribone lakadam dayana. Elohim means the dayanim. It's another word for dayanim. The dayan is called Elohim in the Chumash. Rashi says, Elohim lebeis din. There's a reason you have to go to Beis Din. Rashi says Elohim means Beis Din. Ibn Ezra says it's called Beis Din. Why? Kamo mikime mishpat Elohim ba'aretz. Because Beis Din are the ones who maintain or establish the mishpat, the justice of Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu Elohim. So therefore they get the name Elohim. So why are they called Elohim? Because they represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. They represent Elohim. That's why it's called Elohim. The Ramban here seems to be saying that, but he goes a little farther. First he quotes Ibn Ezra. He says, "Kinikru Hashavtim Elokim ba'avur shehem mekaimim mishpatei Elokim ba'aretz," because they maintain the mishpat of the Almighty on earth. Uladati Omar said, "Hakasuv says the Ramban according to him." In my opinion, the pasuk is saying, "Lirmos ki Elokim yehiayimem b'dvar mishpat." This is a reference to the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Himself is with them b'dvar hamishpat. Hu yatzdik v'hu yashia. He will be the one who finds him innocent. He will be the one who convicts him. V'zeu she'amar. That's what it means later on in another context about Beis Din asher yashirin elokim, where in reference to Beis Din. V'kacham Ramosha ki amishpat l'elokim hu. Mishpat belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at this point, the Ramban seems to be saying that the reason the Beis Din is called elokim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them, and therefore. And so the mishpat that happens in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes other psukim, Elokim nitzav v'adaskel, v'kerev Elokim mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there v'adaskel. Kolomer v'kerev adas Elokim mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges in the midst of a congregation of God. Ki Elokim hu ha-shofet. Now he gets a little bit more specific, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the shofet. And then he says, V'zetam ki lo atzdik rasha. This is the pshat. I, God, will not find a rasha a tzaddik. I will not find an evil man a tzaddik. Al haperish hanachon, in the proper interpretation. Now this throwaway line here seems to mean that the Ramban understands that Beis Din is not ruling on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that Beis Din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when Beis Din issues a ruling, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the ruling, not Beis Din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't worry, I'm not going to let a Rasha go. If I said, if the Beis Din rules Tzadik, then that's true. It's just the way it is. So the Ramban seems to be understanding that pasuk to be a reason why we let the judgment stand is because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I assure you, I'm never going to do it wrong. So what does that mean? Is Beis Din infallible? Is it impossible for Beis Din to make a mistake? So first of all, we have to understand something. We're not talking about any Beis Din you and I have seen. We're talking about Beis Din of Smuchin. Beis Din of Smuchin are people who have smicha, one from the previous generation, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and not Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not what's significant, all the way back to Har Sinai. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin is clear that the significance of smicha is that the person is directly connected to Har Sinai, to Matan Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in revealing the Shekhinah. So smuchim, when a Beis Din, a duly constituted Beis Din, issues a ruling, it's possible to understand that it's actually the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself using the vehicle of Beis Din to do his speaking, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who's doing it. So you see this Ramban on this pasuk with the Eved, take a look at it, you'll see Ramban is going farther than we would otherwise assume. It's not that the Beis Din is godly, it's that the Beis Din is actually the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When judgment is issued, it's the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What that means is, even Bizman HaZeh, when we have a very fallible Batei Din, I'm talking about a properly constituted Beis Din that's not corrupt, and that's not a pawn of anybody, when we have a properly constituted Beis Din, that are not smuchim, because we don't have smicha at all, we've lost that, and that's part of the loss, is that we don't have that connection to Har Sinai of such intimacy. But still, the Beis Din has to have a tremendous weight on its shoulder, like it has to really tremble before it opens its mouth and says anything, because Beis Din carries the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in proper conditions would actually be the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's an extremely frightening and awesome position for a human being to be in. Chuck, you're smiling. That's not a good sign.
I have a question. I want to preface my question by saying, first of all, I think it's a wonderful idea that the Beis Din would reopen the case if there's some evidence that might exonerate the possible perpetrator. But given what you said, that the Beis Din is Hashem or Elohim, and they don't make mistakes, then it seems like a contradiction there why you would open it in that case as well, even though that...
Great question. We could say very briefly that the Beis Din works as the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it follows certain guidelines. So this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be set up. But at the end of the day, it'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the speaking. When they follow the guidelines that he gives them, then it will be him himself. That's what I'm saying. But of course there are guidelines, there are rules of evidence. We can't say, well, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show, let's just do whatever we want, we'll open our mouths and God will speak. It doesn't work that way. But the human being sublimating himself, subjecting himself, the Beis Din, to the guidelines, will ultimately end up with the right side. But your question's a very good one. Yes, a comment, and then we'll go quickly to Mark. Yeah.
Well, how about the son of Shimon and Shetach?
Okay. Good. Okay. Good. I. By the way, I in no way here said that Beis Din can't make mistakes. I didn't say that at all.
If it's the mouthpiece of Hashem, then.
And suppose it's not the mouthpiece of Hashem. Right. Right.
How do you understand it?
Don't understand it. Good question. Great question. No, really is a good question. It's just that it doesn't challenge this. It challenges a much larger issue that needs to be dealt with. Right.